CliffCentral.com. Hey, George.
Hey, Gareth. How's it?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, in this week's piece, South African Car of the Year sees the first consumer
George,
vote.
George, you seem like horrified that I just put you on because you're just, I mean, you're part of the family here. You know, I just throw you into the air and you just know what to do.
Yeah, I've been doing for long enough.
Just by the way, what is the car noise going on in the background? I'm going to try to identify this. I've been spending enough time with you that I should be able to identify the engine noise of this car.
The car I'm driving is a Discovery Sport, and the door's open. That's why the ping was going.
All right. So what we do every week is we have George Meany, who joins us from Auto Trader. He gives us some of the stories around motoring, around lifestyle, around all the stuff that we have to do with cars. And you can always catch the Auto Central show on a Monday. But George, I haven't seen you in a while. Are you off to some exciting part of the country? Is that why you're not here today, or is there something going on?
No. Actually, a bit of a sillier reason. I'm dropping my car off for a service. So. Land Rover kindly gave me a courtesy car, a Discovery Sport.
Yes.
And now I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I've never driven a Discovery Sport before, so I'm trying to figure out where everything is.
So, George, the danger of this, let's just talk about something practical for a second before we get into the stories you've got for us today. When people give you a courtesy car and it's a nicer car than yours, which sometimes happens to me, you sometimes are tempted to never give it back. Like you kind of think, well, I don't want my car back at the end of this. You kind of enjoy driving the courtesy car a little bit more.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't know if that's going to happen today, but but I've experienced that before where, and I don't know, maybe it's the dealership doing that so that you come and you upgrade with them.
That's what they want.
Exactly. So it's not entirely a bad strategy, I don't think.
All right, so let's get back to the stories.
Back to the story. So the consumer vote for the first time, consumer is voting for the first time in the Auto Trader South African Car of the Year competition. Now remember, this competition is more than three decades old. And previously, the voting was only reserved for judges who are car specialists or car journalists who specialize in reviewing cars. Okay. And for the first time, because Auto Trader has now taken on the headline sponsorship of the oldest, longest standing car of the year in South Africa, we are introducing a consumer vote, which is incredibly exciting.
This is exciting. So anyone can go in and they can vote for whatever car they want, and finally the people have a say. Basically, it's thanks to Auto Trader that democracy has finally come to Car Awards.
100%. And you can go to www.autotradercoty.co.za and you can go and start casting your vote.
Coty stands for Car of the Year.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Right. So that's very, very exciting news. And the lineup of 31 semifinalists are up there, and you can go and see which car you've driven or have an opinion on.
All right, very good. That's exciting. I'm going to put a little note in my diary. When do we have to vote by?
So the voting opens until, I think it's about 2 weeks' time. Let me just check. I'm not driving, don't worry.
Are you going to have a big announcement when all of this is finished, when the votes are tallied?
Yes, we are, actually. Okay. Beginning of next year, the South African Car of the Year, the finalists to semifinalists, the semifinalists to finalists will be announced as we go along digitally, but there will be a big finale in the first 3 to 4 months of next year, which is also exciting. It's always exciting, but this time the consumer's involved.
I love it too. All right.
So voting is open today, and it closes on Monday, November the 5th. So get your votes in before Monday, November the 5th.
Very good.
And on to technology. So VW has developed new headlights and taillights that can talk to you. Now, remember a couple of months ago, you and I spoke about headlights that could project 3D, or not 3D, project images onto the car surface.
Yes.
Audi and BMW have taken this one step further. and now can have got headlights that have 30,000 light points in these headlights. So imagine a headlight, and inside the headlights are 30,000 little lights.
That sounds like a lot of work. Why?
And it's because they want to be able to project 3D holograms into space so that you can give messages to other drivers.
But there are no other drivers in outer space.
I didn't get that one, Gareth, but that's funny.
Okay,
that's
so what funny. Happens? Yeah. Now, how does this help you? So is it going to project up into someone else's heads-up display, or is it going to – you know, appear in front of their windscreen? I mean, that could be very dangerous. People putting FU signs up in, you know, in the space in front of you.
I'm pretty sure that there would be some, you know, some safety features that exist within this technology. It's brand new. But basically, you know, imagine you're able to display out of your taillights in 3D fashion, you know, just above your car that traffic is coming to a standstill. You know, there's an accident ahead, or something of that nature. It's almost, you know, almost acts like a big billboard for other drivers. How exactly and what messages are going to be allowed? Maybe there'll be a standard set of messages, but they're not saying yet.
Yeah, it may also work based on sort of voice commands like Siri or Alexa or any of those things, where you could warn other motorists about a dangerous curve ahead or an accident or some kind of condition of the tar, or, you know, there could be very useful applications for this. And maybe it's also a way for cars in a future where humans aren't necessarily the most important decision makers to communicate with each other and with the humans in them.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine you're standing on the side of the road, your car's broken down, and you can have a big billboard over the car saying, "I am stationary.
Yeah.
Don't crash into me."
Right.
You know, I think that's a useful application. How many times people stop on the side of the road and you see them at the last second?
Well, there's also that problem of those people who just put on their hazards. It's kind of like a hold all excuse that I'm about to do something stupid. Just be careful.
Well, you know, as far as taxi drivers go, I think indicators are used to tell you what they've done in the past. I have turned.
All right, what else is going on?
So you like this flying car technology, Gareth. I know that. So this one's for you. Sales have begun to take off for a Terrafugia's flying car. So you know the company called Geely?
Yes.
They have actually begun to take orders for a flying car which is roadworthy.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for this. When did I start talking about this, Ass? When I was 10?
Sure.
I've been waiting for this for such a long time. George, tell me about this thing. Is it real? Is it practical? Can you use it? When can we have them? Where are you allowed to fly?
So Chinese automotive Geely has backed this concept since 2017, and it's just announced that it's starting to take orders for this flying car. And despite the constant claims by a number of manufacturers that we're stuck firmly on the ground, this company is absolutely pushing to get this flying car in the air and on the ground. And this car looks more like a plane, and it's got a, you know, airplane type cockpit with large foldable wings that fold up above the car. Mm. But the thing can actually fly, and it actually drives, and they have a roadworthy license for it. It only takes two occupants. That's
I think it's got to look good, because you know, a geeky foldy, you know, it's gonna be very embarrassing to drive around. I did look it up. I looked up Geely cars, and guess what came up first? Geely cars for sale in South Africa. Auto Trader, new and used Geely cars. So
lovely.
You guys don't have a flying one though, but I'm sure you will once they become available.
If you want to Google it, Google Terrafugia. So Fugia, Terrafugia.
Okay, that doesn't look too bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it looks okay. I could do that.
Yeah, so it looks like a little bit of you know, rhinoceros nose there or something.
Yeah,
but
it's got a big nose. It's got look, dude. I would fly one of these. Yeah. I mean, you get stuck on the N1, you'll take anything.
Oh, right. That was me. Excuse me.
Leanne's trying to take off in her Geely car.
That's right,
Terrafugia. All right, nice.
Well, I mean, let's hope that this actually takes off. And then closer to home, No more walk-ins at Gauteng driver's license centers. From the 1st of November, you will not be able to just pitch up at a licensing department and apply for your driver's license. They'll turn you away. You have to make your booking online.
But this is good. I mean, this will make it a whole lot more effective and a whole lot more efficient. And I think a lot of people are very excited about this because it's about time. And you could do everything else online these days. The only thing that you never could was the driver's license.
Yes, exactly. So the statistics show that when you walk into a driver's license testing station, you spend between 140 and 180 minutes. I think they're being conservative. 140 and 180 minutes, depending on what time you arrive to book your time slot. Yeah. Online, your time to book is limited by how fast you can type.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And George, I would imagine sometime in the future, Auto Trader would probably be able to do some of this for you. I mean, I can imagine if we go on, let's say you're an 18-year-old and you know you're going to buy your first car. You've saved up, maybe you worked in some, I don't know, sweatshop for a while, and you decided it's time for me to buy a car, and I know the place to go is Auto Trader, and I can go on there, I can find the car I want, and then there'll be another tab eventually because it'll all be automated, and you'll have, you know, integration with. God willing, let's just imagine a perfect future. You and the Department of Transport will have some sort of integrated relationship where they can go into Auto Trader and they can get the car and they can get the license at the same time.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Wouldn't that be wonderful, George? Can you imagine that future?
I would love that future. I would absolutely love that future.
I get excited.
The ability to do everything in one place, and if that one place is Auto Trader, I'm happy as a pig in shit.
We can only hope.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Two last very quick stories. I wasn't going to throw this one in, but Ben sent me a link yesterday, and I was blown away by this company that reverse engineers cars as they come onto the market. And so they've ripped a $50,000 car apart, which is one thing that I'm flabbergasted by. Mm-hmm. They ripped a $50,000 car apart to understand how the Tesla works.
Yeah,
and what technologies it's got in it. Now, it's got a lot of good technology, but apparently really, really shit bodywork design.
It's absolutely fascinating. This old kind of guy, they do it with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he just routinely talks about, you know, as these cars go, it's hugely evolved and advanced over the other models, but the bodywork is terrible. And they basically show you, like, this wheel arch, it's got seven pieces. It should only have one. It's
so they actually, these people are then promoting efficiency in the manufacture of these vehicles as well.
Well, they also make a very good point. Sorry, George, I'm kind of hijacking your story.
No, you go for it. You go for it.
But they make a very good point as to why Tesla's not making the money it should do, because it takes so much money. Because if this car was made on a big plant like a Toyota, the margins would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's being made in America with heavy costs around skilled individuals and machines.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy said, like, you know, they could be making a lot more money. The margins are all shit.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, their margins are, what did he say, 30%. It could be higher.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that was a bit of a fascinating thing. I mean, he did say the battery technology is like nothing that he's seen before, and the motor technology, which I was flabbergasted by, because it's a simple electric motor, but it contains the word was a Halbach technique, which doubles the power of the magnets inside the motor. That's what makes the Tesla so fast.
Yeah.
Hmm. So very interesting that this guy is doing that. And then very lastly, last week's Formula One race turned out not to give Hamilton the championship, which I was glad about. There's still about a 5-point difference. So the championship is going to go to the next race, and hopefully Vettel can still remain in the game.
Fantastic. All right, George, if anybody wants to go and listen to any of the episodes of Auto Central, they're all conveniently laid out, both on cliffcentral.com and on autotrader.co.za. Go and take a look there, because you can download individual episodes. You can listen to them all if you want to binge a bunch of them. And if you're like most people in South Africa, you love cars. They're a huge community of massive car fanatics. You can go and listen to all kinds of information. There are updates. There's useful stuff. They also talk about what's going on in terms of the law, what goes on in terms of traffic, all the things that you need to know if you are a car owner, a driver, or someone who's trying to get yourself a little more organized in terms of transport, autocentral.co.za is the place to autotrader.co.za, and you can find Auto Central, the podcasts right there, featuring, among others, George Meany. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Gareth.
Cool. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, don't miss the new episode on Monday.
CliffCentral.com.